Il s'agit de renforcer notre souveraineté.
President Mahamat Idriss Déby says that as part of an irreversible move to regain Chad's military sovereignty, he is ending the country's defense cooperation agreements with France. Déby said military ties with France that have existed for close to 65 years are in no way helping to rescue Chad from what he calls growing security challenges, including terrorism and armed conflicts. In a Sunday broadcast on state TV, Déby said his decision to end cooperation agreements with the French military is part of a promise he made during his May 23 inauguration, ending 3 years of military transition. In a message, Déby said he would build reciprocal relations only with friendly nations that respect each other's independence and sovereignty and assist each other in times of crisis. Déby promised to stop ties with countries he said behaved as if Chad had remained their colony. The Central African State first announced that it was ending military ties with France last week. The announcement came after French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot visited Chad and was told that Chad's military is strong enough to protect civilians and their property, according to government officials. Last Friday, the French Foreign Ministry said it had taken note of Chad's decision to end the military agreement with Paris, but gave no further details. Déby's decision has reignited debates on what civil society and opposition groups call France's overbearing influence, provoking tensions in several African countries, especially Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Niger, and Senegal. On Monday, the Consultation Group of Chad's Political Actors, or GCAP, condemned Déby's decision to end military cooperation with France. GCAP spokesperson Max Kemkoye said Chad's military is not strong enough to handle the many security challenges facing the country. He accused Déby of not consulting his government before taking the decision, a claim VOA could not independently verify. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.